Hey, what's up, y'all? And this is a Light Bulb Moment.
I'm Asania.
And I'm Deshaun.
And it's a motivational podcast.
Is
it? It is.
Oh, awesomeness. I love motivational podcasts.
Stay tuned.
Y'all check it out.
What's happening, y'all? Welcome to the Light Bulb Moment. I'm Asania.
What's up, y'all? This is D. Sean. D to the Sean.
Why you gotta stress the D?
Because
space out between the D and the Sean.
Because it's important that people pronounce my name correctly.
Okay. So I'm Asania.
Asania. I just say Asania.
I like when the Hispanic women say it. They say, Senia. Hola, Senia. I say, como esta.
Why they say Senia?
Because that's how they pronounce their letters. So that's how it comes out. They pronounce their letters.
That's funny.
That's how they pronounce their
letters.
But
Senia.
It still sounds better when other cultures say it.
Everything sounds better when other cultures say it.
I don't know about that, but...
Well, no, not everything.
No, I don't know.
No.
It just depends on the language. I don't like the way French people sound. No disrespect to French, but I don't think French is a sexy, romantic language.
Really?
Not
and
it's,
it has the reputation of being the romantic
yeah. language. Nah, man, I find...
Does it
Hispanic, I mean, even a German woman or something like that. Like,
nah, that language is...
No, nah, because they sound aggressive and assertive, you dig, and that shit is attractive.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Hispanic woman, yeah, that French shit is too soft. Mm-hmm. I took that shit in high school, and it just didn't
Okay, that says something.
Nah. I didn't even like it then. Mm-hmm. It was boring. That Spanish
so that
shit?
Turned you off of French when you took it in high school?
No, I really didn't. I mean, it was cool. I could give or take the shit in high school.
Right.
As an adult, yeah, it's different. Mm. Plus, I'm in a predominantly Hispanic neighborhood, so that might be part of the influence.
That's what's up. But what's up to y'all? We're here to give y'all some beautiful energy, some... great things to start your week off.
Boom! That's what I'm talking about. I had to do that.
See, that reminds me of scary movies. They do. They stressful. They just stress you out. Like, all the jumping, your heart be racing. Like, what was that for? Why was that necessary?
Because it got your heart rate going. It got you prepared. But yeah, we're here to give y'all some jewels, man. Some love.
So you can go for
it. Yeah, man.
And positivity.
Just get you going. Just ready for your week, man.
Some feel good.
Ready for your day.
Get your mind right. Get your heart right.
Bars, homie.
So you can start this week off.
Right.
Like a champ.
This day off.
Start this week off. This day off.
Like
this
a
hour
king.
Off.
Or a queen.
This time off.
This minute off. What would it be if you put king and queen together?
A king and a queen.
As a word.
A king queen.
Never mind.
A queen.
Yeah.
King, queen.
We hit a roll with y'all.
Is this a joke? King,
nah.
Queen, queen, king? I'm really like...
No, I know you are. I just took it there. Throw everybody off. King,
okay. You know what? We gonna move on. Goddamn. But today's positive affirmation is...
Even the darkest night would end. And the sun will rise.
It will rain. There'll be pain. You know that?
Yeah, sing Kelly Price. That was Kelly
Trouble
Price, right?
Will, yep.
Yeah. I ain't got the voice for it. Do it. Bust it. All right, you got to sing with confidence. Do it.
I ain't doing that. I don't know if I can do Kelly Price.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
She makes my soul quiver.
That's a voice.
Yeah, she makes me talk like this.
That voice make you talk like that? All that shouting?
Oh, no, some of her songs?
Yeah.
Like that first Kelly Price album? Oh, that was everything.
It was.
Yeah, that was
She
God.
Was a friend of mine.
That yeah.
Mine.
She took your man. She lied.
And cheated, took all I... I remember.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh. Shout out to Kelly Price.
Shout out to her. She taught me how to love, amazing ass voice.
Man. Yeah. Very emotive voice.
Ooh. How you supposed to treat a woman?
She yelled that shit at you.
She did. I heard her. With her thick ass. But, yeah, man.
But, yeah, basically, you know, even when the sun gonna rise.
Even when it look dark, man, when everything is looking like it's at its worst, man.
Right.
That's when that sunrise and the big picture shows and the next day coming, you look at yesterday like, oh.
Right.
That's so why that happened.
Time will heal it.
I don't know about that time healing thing.
You don't think time? I think time heals.
No, man. I think you work on healing yourself over time.
What? Over what, though?
Huh?
You work on healing yourself over...
Like, whatever
you're working on. I mean, but over time. So, I feel like... Of course, you can't just sit and wait.
Time heals all things.
I think time heals everything.
No. It is not time itself. And I'm being literal for anybody who feels like I'm taking this too far. But, no, man, because... Time can go by and you can still be burnt from that situation.
Time isn't the only thing you need to heal, but time is important in healing.
That's what I was saying, but it's cool.
No, that's not what you said. This is what he said. He tried to prove me wrong and said, no, I don't agree with that. That's what he said.
It ain't about right or wrong. It is about right or wrong. It's cool, though.
It's cool.
I ain't going to debate with you.
I ain't mad.
You shouldn't be.
I ain't mad at all.
Because we promote positivity, so it's no getting upset. Yeah.
We positive.
All day.
All smiles.
But I was right. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
It's all good. We can agree, disagree about the fact that I was right.
Mm-hmm. We can heal. Because today we're going to talk about personal and cultural healing.
Oh, yeah.
Healing.
Yeah.
I decided to look up the word therapy. And it says treatment intended to relieve or heal a disorder. And they say we all can use some therapy. So basically, we all got some type of disorder. Makes sense to me. Does that make sense to you?
I would not disagree with that at all.
Okay. That's what's up. I think therapy, like I was saying earlier, off air, I'm one of those people who don't learn how to do something until you need to do it. So say, for instance...
Procrastinator.
Yeah, I'm a procrastinator, but I feel like I'm another level of procrastination because I don't know if it's really procrastination though, because I don't feel I need to do it.
For the listeners, side eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get side eye right now.
I don't know, because it's like...
What would you call it then?
Because it's not like I need to clean my room. It's more like I wait until I really need to do it. If I don't need to do it, why should I do it?
Because you're going to have to do it eventually, so there's no need in prolonging a situation. And the earlier you get it done, it'll be over and resolved. Uh-huh. Hence, you're prolonging it. Therefore, you are procrastinating.
Okay. Just like when we were talking about business stuff, I don't be thinking, I should be getting some hug. Damn, I can't wait till we get this camera.
Say, bro, they can't see my antics, dog.
They gonna see them in a couple weeks.
It's cool. It's cool.
But, yeah. As far as me needing therapy, it's like, I don't feel I need it because there's nothing in me that kind of feels I need to go to therapy. The urgency is what it is. I don't really go after things until I feel urgent about it. So I don't feel like I need therapy. But at the same time, they say we all can use some therapy. But I don't feel like I need therapy because there's no urgency. Boy.
I mean, you say you don't think you need therapy. You don't think you need therapy as a whole, or do you not need to see a therapist and find someone to express your issues with at that point in time? Because I think, like, if you really listen to the statement that's being made, we all need therapy, and there are multiple forms of therapy. It could be physical, you know what I'm saying? It could be somebody talking to a psychological, you know, whatever. But therapy for the mind is what I think we all need. And I do think a therapist can help. If you're going into a situation where you don't believe she can help, that was very sexist, but you don't believe that individual can help you, then 9 times out of 10 it's not going to work. So if you already have the mind frame that something's not gonna happen, that shit is not gonna happen.
Right. True. Very true.
So how can you really know if it's gonna benefit you or not unless you have an open mind and you're able to just go in and take whatever jewels they drop on you and be open enough to express yourself? Because I think a real big thing is most of us don't want to look, most individuals don't want to look at the ugly side.
Mm-hmm. They don't want that mirror.
They don't want to look at that mirror or open up that closet and deal with those skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also partially because we don't feel like, or we haven't really been trained to be able to talk to people and communicate our emotions or convey our feelings in a constructive way.
Right.
Hence why we fight, hence why we put our hands, mm-hmm. hence why we even within our ability to use speech, we use vulgarity
mm-hmm.
instead of using words that are concise and help us get our point across
right.
directly to the point.
Communication. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of individuals aren't educated. Like they either scholastic through school or self.
Mm-hmm.
Self-taught. So.
So you pro therapy. You think therapy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Sometimes you need to be able to go tell somebody something and get that shit off your chest, out of your mind, and not have an opinion, and I have somebody giving you their opinion on what you're doing wrong, or judging you on the outcome,
mm.
or telling you what you should or shouldn't have did,
right.
or forcing you into overthinking it, or stuff that probably is completely irrelevant, you know what I'm saying, to the situation.
I mean, I do agree you need someone to give you that unbiased opinion, and it doesn't always have to be someone. There are different levels of therapy and there are different ways to become someone who's good at being a therapist. So it could be someone who went to school and got the degrees and stuff like that. Or it could be a preacher. Or it can be some type of spiritual leader. Just someone who knows how to handle communication
yeah.
and give it back to you in a certain way, I feel.
Also, I mean, really it's just about letting go of the stressful shit that you don't need that's blocking you from being able to move forward
mm-hmm.
all your other tasks. You know what I'm saying? Being able to get it out and put the past, make it the past, and make the present the past and move forward on the future.
I'm having a light bulb moment. Maybe I need therapy for my procrastination.
I'm about to shoot myself.
What? That's a light bulb moment.
Right. Yeah. Because you need to figure out why you procrastinate. And maybe you can't sit down and get to the point. It may be something so deeply rooted. It may have been something that happened in your life that you can't pinpoint. And they're going to start from the beginning. So you procrastinate. Why do you feel like you don't want? And they'll ask you a line of questions that should help you get to the root. Now, here's the problem with therapy. Sometimes you reach a wall.
Oh.
And you figure these. You identify the problems. But the thing about therapy is not just identifying the problems, but trying to get past them. And sometimes some therapists can't get you past that point. And usually when I stop going is when I hit that wall and I feel like I'm starting to become too chum-chum
mm-hmm.
with my therapist. And now it's more like a personal conversation.
Y'all going to hang out, right?
Not even hang out, but our meetings are more like personal conversations versus actually getting to
the root. Right.
And then saying, okay, this is the problem. Now you need to do this. Also, you got to be open minded. I wasn't open minded for some of the advice that was given.
Right.
You know, she was like, maybe you need to change this, this, and this. And I wasn't ready to give those things up. But I was expecting change or different results, but I was still committing the same acts.
Right. I think everybody got a friend therapist, though. You know, professional therapy shouldn't come from a friend. Everyone has that friend that's kind of like that therapist. Would you agree?
No, I don't consider everybody to have a friend therapist. I would consider everybody has somebody that they can just go and express themselves. That person is not
a therapist. Okay.
And I say that only because they have a personal connection to
okay. you. Oh, because there's a person, difference. Right.
So that person has a slight bias to you or whatever.
So a true therapist isn't supposed to do it on anyone they know.
I'm not going to say anybody they know, but I don't think you should have that. Yeah, that personal attachment. What you say to them, you know, I'll be honest with you. I feel like you should be able to talk to a therapist about shit that you wouldn't even tell your personal friends.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree. Or family.
And your friend, and honestly, you don't know what your friend's true intent is when it comes to you.
Right.
For instance, you have and I don't want to go negative with this, but you have a friend who you don't realize it, but they have some resentment towards you.
Right.
And where you think their advice is for your well-being, they're actually giving you advice of their own personal motives.
And it can also be something as simple as if someone wanted to move, but your friend wants you to stay because y'all friends. So they probably going to tell you something that works in the favor of you staying because they just want to sit and enjoy you versus if you go to moving your, might
help you. Well, you go to your therapist and they ask, well, what's stressing you out? Well, I really got this big move because I got this job opportunity coming. Well, have you weighed out your options? And then they'll say, well, okay, well, based on this, you know this is the better option. They're going to give it to you on the real. Like, right. It's not just going to be like, oh, well, you should stay because we friends.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to get to see you.
Right.
No, it's like, okay.
You can stay. You can get a job somewhere.
No, let's use logic. What's the best move for you?
Right. So therapists help you use logic and be rational. Right.
But also, in a sense, not just therapists. I'm a big thing on therapy.
Okay.
Like doing art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doing art was a big form of therapy when I was younger, when I was a child. When I was going through something, I would draw. I would draw for hours. It started off as tracing. And after tracing, I had traced something so many times, I could do it freehand.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, when I was going through something emotional, I just sit down and just start doodling.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped me get it out. That was a good form of therapy. As I've gotten older, video games have always been escapism.
So therapy and escapism aren't the same different things.
Two different things. Because within therapy, you're getting your emotions out and you learn how to deal with it.
Right.
Video games were just escapism. Because I was trying to get away from the world I was in. And actually, I take that back. Video games didn't become escapism until I became an adult.
Okay. So
video games were entertainment when I was a child. Up until about mid to late 20s, video games became a form of escapism. Early 20s, before it was entertainment.
Because so it was a life shift. It to get away from
yeah, it was a shift issues. In life, yeah.
So life that would be the opposite of therapy, because in therapy, you tackle the issues.
Right, and that's why escapism is not
therapy.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
See, you just figured it out, because I ain't even say it.
That was my bulb.
Yeah.
Escapism is not therapy.
Not at all.
Oh, we only had two already. What was the first one? I forgot. I'm going to remember later, though. It's going to come back. And then we got to record it, so I mean...
Right, you go back and listen to it. But, yeah, man.
Yeah, I feel you.
I just finding a different form of therapy, like some people say exercise, and that doesn't necessarily work for me.
It don't work for me, that's stress.
You know, but that's the artist in you.
Well, exercise is not working to me.
Yeah, because you're not... That's not your thing. It's not your niche, and you don't get your endorphins out. I mean, or you don't get the shit out that way.
I've never experienced that.
But I bet you, if you went in the booth, and start producing a song, and it was something from the heart pertaining to whatever you were dealing with,
right?
There was a lot of energy that came out when you did that.
Right. I've never had that exercise high thing. I ain't never had that.
No.
Yeah.
I'm getting it.
It must happen when you do it, like...
You got to do it a lot.
Yeah.
You got to do it a whole lot. You got to do it almost...
The runner's high and all of that, yeah.
You have to do it religiously. Actually, walking, yeah. Actually, it's getting to the point where, like, if I miss a day of walking, something feels off.
Would you say listening to a song that you really like is therapy?
I don't know.
Or is that escapism? Because it's making you think about and feel moments from when you...
It may bring some clarity, or it may help you identify.
It helps your mood.
It will help your mood, and it'll help you identify with somebody else that's going through, depending on the song, if it's pertaining to something you're going through. What I say is actually therapy. unless they are given a resolution for the problem that you identify with within the song, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that it's therapy. Mm-hmm. I would just say it's, I don't know.
It's entertainment.
No, not even entertainment, because I know what you're referring to, because like, for instance, you're feeling down and you listen to
a certain song.
A certain song. It's either going to pick your spirits up. I understand you can do the opposite. A certain song can bring you back down into that hole.
Yeah.
And then you don't want to do that. So you don't want to do that when you're in a certain space. You don't want to listen to
certain shit you don't listen to.
You just shouldn't listen to. I'm learning that.
Like, if we celebrate some shit, we're not going to put Adele on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that the... to come for Adele, but I'm just saying, like,
I know.
Like a darker.
I heard.
Right. It's real, like, oh my God. It's in black and white and shit.
Yeah, no, man, but even if you're going through something negative, you don't want to put Adele on.
Right. Oh, yeah. Ooh, it'll really
listen to something real upbeat.
Shit, yeah.
Something that, like a real strong ass Mary J. song. Not one where she's mad because.
Listen to Five. So, Five.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's for real.
Because
that's going to tell your mind that you're excited and your mind, you mean, you know, like they even say practice smiling.
Yeah, because smiling.
Your brain registers as you're happy when you smile because of the way the muscles in your face flex and the nerves, I guess, your brain registers that in a certain way. So, therefore, you're releasing those happy endorphins.
Right. Basically, smile means happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a formula for happiness, smiling.
But as far as a therapist, I think that's very healthy, and it's so much better. It'll probably help your personal relationships.
You know what? Do you think that at a certain age, you should have gone to a therapist? Do you think maybe that's what it is?
Nah, I think based on life events, you should go.
Well, if that's the case, that goes back to me saying, I don't think I should go to a therapist because I haven't had anything in my life that means that I need therapy. But at the same time, everyone needs a therapist. You see what I'm saying?
So you don't feel like there's anything that has occurred in your life that affects certain habits that you have that you would like to rectify?
Maybe procrastination. I don't know. Maybe I need to go to a therapist.
Apathy? You don't think you're slightly apathetic?
I can be apathetic, but I'm not. I'm also empathetic. I feel like I can feel a person.
Okay.
Yeah, I can feel someone's emotion.
I ain't really seen that side.
You never seen that?
I ain't seen that
side. I can. Like,
you be a cold. You stab niggas in the ribs.
No, because I don't like. I don't like to hurt people.
Phone check, nigga.
Because if I was. I am not that person that he's describing, by the way, y'all.
Phone check, but this is all good. This is all good.
Because I don't like to hurt people.
Okay.
And I think that's because I'm empathetic.
Okay.
Yeah, because if I was apathetic, I would be mean. But I think people may confuse my nonchalantness with...
apathy?
With apathy.
Okay, yeah, you are nonchalant. I get it. Yeah. Okay. Somebody told me this is my signature shit. Touche. Touche, you are.
Touche.
Touche. Nah, man. Touché. Okay. Well, that may be true. You may not need it. Like, I don't think everybody needs it. I mean, everybody needs to go, but based upon, like, your life experiences.
Right.
And if you just feel like you're in a space, and then you're in a space and you just need to get out of it.
I think I might need some. But I think I might can use
some. But again, not just because you have a problem, but it is healthy to have a relationship with somebody that you can give your biggest issues to,
who's
instead
not your
of
friend.
Having to go to a friend or a family member.
Right.
Because they will usually take that information and use that for their own personal gain in your relationship. You know how they say, like, be careful, tell somebody your issues because they'll always use it on you or to backfire. I think that's where your therapist comes into play.
So who's skilled and knows how to.
Right, but also there's no personal gain from them unless you are like a criminal or something like that. Or in a sense, if you're thinking about killing somebody or yourself and you're not safe, then that brings the therapy to a whole nother level.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because then you're dangerous. But if you're just having personal issues or hard times in life, or you experience a lot of adversity and you just need somebody, or you just have questions that you can't figure out Right. Or you're stuck somewhere. Not even that, like, shit is bad. You just want to do something better, but you don't know how to do it, and you need somebody to talk to about it because you may be overwhelmed. You may have anxiety behind it. Mm-hmm. You may feel tense, and you really just need some constructive criticism mm-hmm. without somebody trying to hold it over you at some point in time. Because think about it, some people be like, or some people are like, over a period of time, like, oh, I sit there and listen to all your stuff. She'd be all on my shoulders whining and crying and stuff like that.
So
I think a therapist is good for that reason.
Gotcha. That's interesting. It's like you just kind of said something. I'm trying to see how I can communicate it back to you, though. So you feel like you don't want to waste someone's time? Or it's almost like you don't trust people with your information.
No, it's not that I don't trust them. I just think it's not healthy always going to your family with all your issues.
Right. Because you said they will use it against you.
It happens at times.
Right.
It's not even just family.
So that's not always the time.
That's not always the case, but still. Like, it's just healthy. Like, you just don't need to. Not like you don't need to tell everybody everything.
Right. Do you think that you should not have any secrets? Meaning those things that you're holding in, you should maybe go to a therapist and tell them that.
I'm not going to say you shouldn't have, if it's a secret or something and you can't live with it, then go to a therapist with
okay.
it. If it's a secret that you're fine with and you're comfortable with.
Fine with that body
like,
in my
oh, snap, you know, I did.
Backyard.
I recorded myself in porn. And you're fine with that. That's not affecting your personal psyche.
But it's making you like
right.
not be able to function.
Right, but it's just something that's like
right.
you can't function and you have questions about and you can't figure it out. Because usually what you end up doing is you start bouncing ideas off the people around you in your circle, your immediate friends mm-hmm. or the people you're closest to. Mm-hmm. And you start trying to get their opinions. And then you start reading books and you start looking through different stuff. Might go online. Mm. But now you're taking in so many damn opinions, I don't even know which way to go.
Right.
Instead of just going to this one individual who has studied the brain, who should understand the thought process, who should understand human actions and intent right. because they had to learn this stuff for therapy and can probably send you on a better path.
Now, would you say, do you have a preference on who the therapist is? Do you think that matters? Like some woman when they talk to women.
Oh, like based on gender?
Gender, race, age.
I'll probably say age.
Okay, so you wouldn't say like a new, fresh out of...
I'm not going to say that because they might have some new creative methods.
Right.
But
if you had...
But somebody with a little bit more experience.
Yeah.
Somebody younger might be able to figure stuff out.
Right.
Or a new approach or look at studies that somebody older. But, I mean, I've only had two and my two were older. My two were probably in their 60s.
Okay. So they knew what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah, but again, we hit walls.
Right. Walls get hit.
And that was the toughest part. Like, okay, I'm here. How do I get past this?
Right.
This is the problem. How do I? But it takes work. That's the toughest thing. And they give you different outlets. They may show you different outlets that you can go do to help you get whatever that problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's interesting. Therapy is interesting. You almost made me want to go see a therapist.
Hey, bro, I would not. I recommend all my friends. I know people who've done it and said it didn't work for them. That's them. I mean, it worked for me. That's me. I know people close to me who, like, they did it for a while. Mm-hmm. But Your own intellect can fuck you up sometimes, too. Because I know some smart-ass people who went and did it. And they're so smart that some of them outsmart
therapists.
Yeah. Real shit.
But it's like...
So they...
Should you go into therapy with that intellect? Meaning, should you go in there with your brain on... Because is that intellect or is that just you on guard? Should you go in there with your
guards? No, because
now?
A good therapist should be able to
remove
read
them?
Your shit.
Oh, okay.
And rejoin your shit.
But like you said, like you have to go in there open. You can't go in there closed.
Yeah, but some people go in there like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to see. But they so good at bullshitting or manipulating or just reading people and handling people that the therapist can't get a real good gauge of who they are because they only give a certain size. So
now our topic is personal and cultural healing. So
now on the cultural side, it's funny because they say, I've heard this statement that black people need
therapy. Healing
and therapy will be one of the ways that will help us.
Like it's big in our culture about how they think we need mental.
But it's very funny though because we look at it like, no, I'm not going to get no. That's what other cultures do.
Right.
That's what other people do. We're not going to do that. We got God. We got ourselves. Or we went through hard times, so we conditioned to handle hard times, and we're supposed to be able to work our way. But that's why we have some of the highest percentages of death from strokes, cancer,
heart, stressed out,
diabetes. We stress. Mm. It's almost to the point where we come out of the womb stressed.
Right, because it transfers.
We transfer the stress back and forth. And my thing is, it's not that we need therapy about our personal issues. Our culture needs healing as a whole.
How would our culture get that healing, though?
That is something that I personally don't know. Mm-hmm. I think first things first, in order for us to move into a healing space, we need more financial security.
Okay.
So put it like this. Before we can move to a space of healing, we need to be financially sound.
Yeah. Finances that really stress you out.
Right. And I'm not talking about like you got to be balling.
But you need security.
But you know that you can.
Yeah.
You can
stability.
Function.
Yeah.
Stability. And that's not just even with African American people, but with people in poverty, conditions of poverty.
Right.
Poverty and poverty conditions.
Right.
So, okay, I'm sorry to get home. but getting them in a position where they're financially sound so they can start looking at the issues around them. Because back to a statement that you made before, we got so many distractions going on that you can't really pay attention to your everyday.
And finances are a huge
distraction. And money is one of the biggest distractions.
So would you say, without going too deep in the race thing, because I don't want to go too deep, but so this is the last black question I'm asked, would you say reparations is a form of therapy? Would be some type of form of therapy?
No, reparations would be the foundation that we need to start therapy.
Okay. As a culture.
Okay. Yeah. Fine, reparations would help us get in a position to start
to
healing.
To begin that healing.
That healing process.
Okay. That's what's up. That's dope.
Because people are going to be resistant in the meantime. And then you're not going to be able to get everybody. Because not everybody wants to accept the fact that there's something wrong. Because as a whole, I mean, I feel like our culture is one of the angriest cultures. And not even like Africans, but African Americans.
Like us in general.
Yes, us in general. Mm-hmm. Like, so angry. Mm-hmm. So angry. And it's to the point now we don't even direct the anger at the culture. Like, we kind of do. But not really. We do it in a joking manner.
We direct it at each other.
Taboo, but we direct it at each other now. Because we've been conditioned to do that.
Right.
So I think once that healing begins, where we can acknowledge our anger and stop. But it's so systematic at this point.
Yeah. It's very complex.
It is.
Yeah. It's deep.
It's actually like it's almost like in our double helix.
I was just about to say that it's not DNA. But they said things pass through in your DNA. And I believe that.
At this point, like, right. Mm-hmm. So.
And if you're spiritual, they say spirits come through on each baby. They say when you have a child, when a woman have a child, sometimes like a spirit will jump back in to like catch a ride again. My brother can explain this way better than me, but let me try. So basically, when a child is born, all the ancestors,
if they want to try the life again, or they want another chance,
you may have a couple
reincarnation.
Yeah,
and here's a reincarnation. Mm-hmm. It's just you were born and you live in your lifetime or living another life through this vessel. Exactly. It's really all we are, vessels.
Right. And they want to experience and do things and do this and do that
and try it again.
So yeah, I don't know if I steered the conversation a little left.
No,
I don't know, but basically, it's in us to act how we
act. To act the way we act.
Yeah, most definitely.
To be as frustrated, I mean, or show this level of frustration. And I think once we start identifying that individually, because I know so many people who are just like, I mean, I was angry. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to the meditation. That goes back to unplugging. It goes back to, like, even reading. It's crazy how much... How can you think you are an angel of death, or you can be so negative to think that you were put here to create destruction, where this planet will create its own natural form of destruction that is far more superior to what you could ever do as an individual? So you know how cats have this idea, like, I'm here to kill, or I'm here to take these people out, or I've been living bad, so the rest of the world. That is just anger, and that is just aggression, and that's it.
Right.
But you have to learn how to hone that and identify that. You know what I'm saying? Because life is really a beautiful thing if you just sit back and learn to enjoy it.
That's
energy.
Don't care
how bad, right? And that's energy you pass around. So that healing process has to happen where we can identify our frustration.
Right.
And that's where I say the meditation, sitting still, family conversations. Like, that's the other thing. Like, motherfuckers don't like talking about their feelings.
Yeah. And, well, that's kind of like therapy, is it? But would you say therapy is kind of like learning how to control your energy?
Ooh, pause. I'm not going to say they don't like to talk about it. People, certain situations, people don't like you to express emotion or feelings.
And that's very family.
So you're not allowed, like, in your, as a child, before you can get to a therapist or you know to go to a therapist, your mother and your father are your therapist.
Yeah.
They're supposed to help you and comfort you in your roughest situations as you start to develop emotions.
Yeah, but if they need therapy.
Right, but if they need therapy because they've never taught, or they're too young to understand how to deal with emotions.
Not mature enough.
So they lash out in frustration.
Right.
You dig? They don't understand comfort and consoling, holding, so on and so forth, showing what forms of physical consoling.
Right.
Or, you know, verbal. Come on, man.
And I also feel like the communication part is just the parents and the grandparents really just telling us what we want to know. Like, I think a lot of times you'll ask your mom or your dad or someone a question, and they don't want to talk about it. It's a lot that they don't want to talk about. So I feel like they need to start revealing stuff.
They wait till it's too late.
Right.
Or a lot of them are, okay,
because they've been conditioned to not
really
talk.
Don't really respect the intellect of children. So we feel that they are not, and I'm going to say this, lower, I don't want to sound rude, but lower class individuals don't respect the intellect of their children. Mm-hmm. Think about people from wealth. They start exposing their children to a lot of stuff at a very early age.
Right.
Even within that conversation, the stuff, you know, household interaction, so on and so forth. So the lower class, we don't really know how to speak to them. We don't know how to interact with them. We don't think that they should know certain things. Even working class individuals, we treat them like they won't understand or comprehend it, and we try to shelter them from it or hide them from. Like, for instance, if you know you got a cousin that's a pedophile,
Your child
should know, not them, because that individual does bad stuff.
Right.
But we don't think they'll comprehend that shit. But if you tell them, like, no, I bet you they won't spend time on Uncle Jimmy, or they'll be worried. Not that, and it's not that it's a bad thing, but in the back of your head, you wonder about your child being around that individual.
Right.
So you create, that's a stressful situation. You don't respect them enough. So, no, man, I think communication and
it's huge,
and being able to let your child come to you and talk to you. But honestly, we shouldn't have our children until we're close to 30.
You agree with that?
Yes.
You think because of mental development?
Yes.
So just because you can have kids, I mean, don't mean you should be having kids. Okay.
I'm not knocking people who have them before 30, but they all end up stressed out. They learn as they go, and as they have multiple children, they might figure it out. Some of them don't. Some of them start to resent their children. By the time you get to 30, bro, I'm going to be real with you. Life slows down. Life slows down. You're not doing all this you was doing before. You're not in the streets. If you still, like, ripping and running the closer you get to 40, like, unless you can just afford to live that lifestyle and enjoy life that way.
It get expensive.
It get expensive.
Yeah.
But even then, but not even just expensive, like, your body, time, yeah, your thought process, you know.
Things aren't the same different. When
it's
you're
not
30.
The same.
Yeah.
It's not.
Even mentally, it's just you don't get the same.
You start getting more clarity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit that excited you in your 20s does not excite you,
yeah,
in your 30s.
It's just like, yeah.
So you start appreciating it. Because in your 20s, you just enjoying everything. You're just taking it in. Mm-hmm. And you add a child to that equation, which requires all your time and your attention.
Right.
You can't do that shit part-time. And that throws stuff off. So, but back to the initial thing, man. Healing, man. First and foremost, we need to be able to heal our...
personal.
Ourselves. As adults, because how can we really teach our children anything? Because people always say focus on the children. No, you got to focus on the adults too, because we are the ones that are role models,
right,
and we're representation for the children. Right. They looking at us.
We're going to heal the kids. The kids.
Right. They're going to teach themselves? No, right, man.
That's very true.
No. Yeah. Adults need healing. They need to go talk to somebody. And as you get older, you've had more experiences, so you've had more stuff that has damaged your mind.
Right.
Or jaded your view. So, no, man, like, seriously.
Well, I mean, adults run the world, so you would need the people who are actually in control.
$65. $60 on your health care. Drop that twice a month.
For therapy?
Yeah.
What?
What you thought it was?
I just thought it was, like, something an hour.
Yeah, like, $60, $65 for an hour. $65 for an hour, and you can sit there and talk about whatever the hell problems you got going on in your life, and then walk out and be good, and you know ain't nobody judging you.
That's interesting. It won't hurt.
Nope.
That's for damn sure.
Shit you want to talk about, but you don't want to tell nobody else. You go, it's healthy, man.
That's interesting. Therapy is healthy.
Therapy is healthy. My tattoos were therapy.
Really?
My tattoos were therapy. I used to go in there and lay down and go to sleep.
That's interesting. I don't have any tattoos. Tattoos, how many you got? A lot, right?
Yeah. My left leg is the only thing that's not done.
Oh, you don't get it done? Form.
Yeah, I'm saving that. But like, I literally got one, all this, like the torso and all that. I got that like over a 2-year span. And because I was going into the tattoo shop, and he was allowing me to create and get my ideas out. And I would lay down, he would start, I would literally pass out, and it would give me endorphins. He would release endorphins. Because, you know, when you go through pain, you start your body experience pains and release endorphins so you can deal with the pain.
That's interesting.
Think about that. When you fall and bust your chops, it don't hurt. And then, like, 20 minutes go by, the endorphins well, and you like, yo,
right,
why does this hurt like that? It's, right, it's the same concept. So I would go in.
That means you fall asleep.
Yeah, it give me a buzz, and I'll fall asleep.
So you like pain. Would you say pain is therapy for you?
No, I would say I have a high tolerance.
Like acupuncture?
No, acupuncture is not painful.
Oh.
Acupuncture is actually releasing toxins and stuff out of your body.
Interesting.
Acupuncture is a whole nother
so
level
therapy
of therapy.
Shouldn't be pain.
I don't know the answer to that one. Yeah, I wish they saw my face on that one. Yeah, I don't have the answer for that.
Oh, I can't wait till we get this camera.
But I did, but no, acupuncture is awesome. Like the whole I'm scared of needles thing, man, no, no, how many people are missing out on the benefits of acupuncture?
You've had it before?
I'm an advocate. I'm more of an advocate about acupuncture than I am about seeing the therapist.
What's so good about acupuncture therapy?
Oh, it does something to your body and it releases a lot of toxins. It has multiple purposes. On a physical level, it helps you get your body back in shape or keep things aligned. It's supposed to help you with the flow of energy through your nervous system, because really what happens is when, for instance, when a limb on your body experiences an atrophy, mm-hmm, or it goes numb or whatever, it's because the nerves stop working because the flow, mm-hmm, of the blood or whatever it is that keeps, and I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me on all this stuff.
He's not an acupuncture therapist.
Not an acupuncture therapist.
Just in case y'all thought.
But I'm just saying, through my experiences, right. And I did it all last year for like 6 months to a year.
Wow.
And I've done it on several other occasions before, when like if I have soreness or aches and pains in certain areas. It helped me cut back on my smoking. It helped me with my anxiety. Actually, I think it cleared all my intestinal tract, not to be gross.
Right.
All jokes aside, I had a knot in my stomach. Real shit, my abdominal area. And I used to be able to feel that knot.
And
post me going through, and he just told me, he's like, you had a blockage. Because I was my stress. I was holding on to shit. I was literally holding on to shit.
Right. That's funny.
And going to the acupuncturist, he was poking me.
Right.
And what happens is they leave him in. You may feel them depending on the area, but they stick it in your follicles. Or
like your hair follicles?
Your skin. Yeah, it's basically going in.
What's a needle that little?
Or, yeah, it's a little bitty needle. Or they penetrate the skin with some of them, but it's a real thin needle. Real thin. I mean, I get one in the crown, one in my, what's this? Is this the temple?
Mm-mm, the temple's right here.
Okay, not the temple. What's this? In the third eye. Mm-hmm. In one of the third eye. You put them in my fingers, maybe get one in the palm of my hand. So a few in the skin, but for the most part, it just felt like they was putting in certain.
Right. When I think of it, I think of when people got the needles all over.
No, they pinpoint the area. It's all based on.
Oh.
It's all based on what your problem is.
Oh.
You go in and tell them what's going on. They check you. They do a quick physical. Right. You tell them what your issues are. And then there's a board, because it's crazy. All your nerves start from your feet, so they start with your feet, and then they go to the other spots. Mm. Anybody to help? So anxiety.
Sidebar: you ever had a the thing where you put your feet in the water? I think it's called like some type of feet thing.
A
foot detox.
No, I heard somebody say.
I want one though.
Yeah, I heard this. I heard all kind of stuff comes out.
Yeah, that's interesting to me.
Nah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I dropped something on my left big toe, and I think I broke my toe. And when I say that affects my whole foot of lungs, I feel like it affected the left side of my body.
Mm-hmm.
I think that acupuncture kind of got it back in line over time. But yeah, I used to have like nerve. I don't know what you call that shit. Like my nerves used to jump.
Mm-hmm.
They used to feel like a little jumping, but it wouldn't be on the top, on the surface of the skin. It would be internal.
Mm.
So I couldn't see it, but I would feel it.
That's interesting.
It is crazy. It's crazy. But yeah, therapy, man. It's so many forms of it. It's crazy how like somebody tell you to go get therapy, you be like, what, I don't need no damn therapy. Like, no, it's good, man. Go just figure out what's the best kind you need.
So my light bulb moment is that therapy can only help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could it do wrong?
Right. So why not?
Right.
You ain't gonna lose nothing.
Physical therapy, psychological therapy, shit, Google therapy and see how many different forms of therapy. Come on, boy. Google it.
Massage therapy.
Massage therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Stop putting labels on it. And even for our culture, like.
Right. Therapy is, it can only
help. As a culture. I mean, because we as black people, we've been talking about the same shit forever.
Yeah.
We just talking about it. Like, now it's time to actually take steps and do something about it. So as a whole, the first step is we need reparations so we can get a foundation so then we can start healing people's minds.
Right.
And actually putting people in a position where they can relax and not be in a stressful situation every day so they can start looking at their lives, start looking at their children.
And be a fully functional human being.
And be a fully functional human being. Now, how you handle your money, if you put yourself back in that bad position, that's on you. But in the meantime, just stabilizing people. Right.
Sidebar, reparations can be in a lot of different ways, too. You don't have to get like a check for $10 million. Like,
right.
A whole bunch of different shit. I just wanted to say that real quick.
Right.
So.
And not even just reparations, but I feel like a lot of people, just a lot of different cultures help. Like, that's part of the reason a lot of us are messed up.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Yeah.
That and our ability to communicate and our interactions and just... But you know what's crazy about all that? I feel like that kind of has to be there to balance out being a human being. Because if you didn't know what it felt like to be in a bad space, how would you know what a good space is?
The good space is in our face.
You lost me. That's why I'm sitting
there. I feel like you know there's better out there because they put it in your face and show you that it's better out there.
But is that, if you're speaking from a materialistic standpoint, is that really the good place?
But I don't think better is necessarily material. I think better is more so ability or resource.
I think when you have resources that help you stabilize yourself financially, that's cool. But at the same time, mentally, you have to be in a good
headspace. Most definitely.
Even when you're there. And how do you get there?
Right.
It goes back to your thought process.
Yeah. Exactly.
It goes back to the way you view life.
Check out our thought process podcast.
Check that one out. It goes back to thought process. How you view life, how you look at people, how you handle stuff. Do you look at everything? Do you see the bad in everything?
Right.
Or can you actually see the good in everything?
They say that like money can't buy happiness. You get rich, it's plenty of depressed rich people.
Yeah, it's plenty of depressed rich people.
It might be more depressed rich people than broke people.
Man, you know how stressful it is to be rich? You on the top. But think about it, you on the top. And unless you know how to, you got something that's guaranteed, you trying to figure out how to stay at the top.
I think that's the idea for people who were poor and became rich. But do you think people who were always
rich? I'm not talking about people who were wealthy.
Okay.
You talk about people who were born in wealth, where it's passed down, where it's generational. Like, that's a whole nother level
of rich.
I don't know why they would be depressed.
Right? Like, you are set.
You're set for life.
Right.
You set your kids. Great granddaddy was financially fine.
Right.
Yeah, that's a whole, I don't know why they would experience depression.
Yeah.
That's just lack of, I would have to go talk to them. And I would love to interview somebody who comes from wealth that experiences depression.
I mean, death and bam. Like, it's, I can see them depressed. There are other reasons to be depressed besides
absentee, family.
Yeah.
Neglect.
Like, neglect.
Okay. But, see, you can't rain on their parade either. So you're right. Regardless of how much money you have, it's all about finding, but that's the biggest thing, man. Trying to find internal peace.
It's way easier to get depressed.
but that's not true. Because the definition of broke, like for instance, my father, in my opinion, is not well off. Okay. I don't think he would consider himself broke. But my standards, the way I live and the lifestyle I'm accustomed to,
you think he broke?
Yeah.
So he don't know he's broke.
But he's at peace to a degree with his lifestyle, in my opinion.
Okay.
I think he's dealing with other demons.
Right. That's what's up.
I think being broke, I mean, I don't know. Depends on how you live, man. How you want to live. You live off the grid. And you know how to support yourself. You know how to make food. You know how to farm. You know how to live off the grid.
You definitely have to learn how to live with your circumstances.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you comfortable with your environment and all that, then is that really being broke? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Are you really depressed and frustrated because you don't have the same financial aspirations as somebody who's living in a $10 million mansion with all these different cars and stuff around them?
Right. The materials.
Using it, right.
Right.
Using that to show off his happiness.
Interesting.
So, right.
That's what's up. You got anything else you want to say? This was good.
Yeah. No, I'm good, man. My light bulb moment. I never realized how much how passionate I was about therapy.
Right. You're an advocate for therapy.
Yeah, I'm a big advocate for it.
That's what's up. Make sure y'all follow us at LBM Podcast on Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
The Lightbulb Podcast on Facebook. Our individual stuff is at Deshaun Duran and at The George Pack.
See, you didn't stress out the Deshaun that time.
I didn't. I said at Deshaun Duran.
No, before it was like Deshaun. Yeah, I'm being a little finicky bitch. But yeah, Catch me at Awesome Nia 17 at my Instagram tag, my Snapchat tag. You dig? But it's been fun, man. I enjoyed this, man. I think that was a good conversation.
It was.
I hope y'all got something from it, man. I hope we gave you something to think about as you go through this week. You know, take life serious. Enjoy it, man.
The sun will shine.
It's gonna shine, man.
They say all good things must come to an end, but also all bad things. How come nobody ever say all bad things must come to an end?
Because they be living in the negative, bro. You gotta live in the positive.
Right. That's what's up. Therapy is deep.
Yeah, it's deep as hell.
Oh, Lord.
Therapy got me hungry, too.
Okay.
All right, bro. Yo, y'all be good. Peace out.
Enjoy y'all week.